people with me. And we'll try to analyze some of these from as the shiur goes on. B'siyata d'shmaya. Okay. We left off last time discussing some important matters. And we had a long break over Yontif, and I had a trip to the Holy Land and back. So it's time to do a little chazara. Perek begins, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Olam Haba, which sounds like offhand that it's yours for the asking. It's a default position that you have, Chelek Olam Haba, and you can blow it, you can lose it in certain ways. Right? Obviously, Kol is Lafka, because the very next line says, there are those who don't have Chelek Olam Haba. Not a contradiction. It means that it's the default is you have it, but if you can lose it, if you have one of those three categories, etc. Those three categories, according to the Sefer Ikrim, Bates as well, are three fundamental categories. What are they? Same with someone who's an Apocorus, it's the last one, because you're going with a Kala Lachomer. So the Apocorus doesn't believe in God, okay? There could be different ways of not believing in God, but that's what it means, the simple Pshat Apocorus. Then someone denies Torah Min HaShemayim, okay? And then someone who denies Tchias HaMeisim, the Gersim Min HaTorah, not Min HaTorah, we spoke about it a little last time. The Rambam has his 13 principles, and they can be easily divided along these three into these three categories. The first five are Apocorus. The Rambam explains if you hold that God has a body, he's no God, and if he's two, it's no God, and etc., etc. The next four are Torah Min HaShemayim, you have to be in prophecy, the greatest prophecy, and it's Torah is in, it's not what we have, it's not going to change, but it's all part of that. And then the third category, Tchias HaMeisim, all relates to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's last four klolim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omniscient, gives schar v'onesh, but doesn't add up. Must be a Mashiach and Tchias HaMeisim. Okay, clear? This is the background information. If I got it straight, this is how we begin. Okay, fine. We spend a lot of time in the Rambam and Perish of Mishnah. We read through the whole thing, the whole introduction. I don't think we read the Yud Gimel themselves yet. Am I correct? We did not. But we first were going around and around before we get to the... And it's a very serious question of how to read the Rambam. I'm not going to go over every word again, but one read of the Rambam, which is the read of the, we'll call them the scholars, and the scholars want to read the Rambam, and I bought one of the books at this point. I bought two scholarly books. One is called Must a Jew Believe Anything? By Menachem Kellner. He's the first one to, in this time, to write about it in so clear a fashion. And he was followed more or less, not exactly, by a man named Mark Shapiro, who wrote this famous, a much more famous book. Much more famous book. And I even had with me a review of this book by Professor Kellner. He's wondering, what? He says, this is nothing. I wrote much worse. No one bothered me. He has a whole explanation of why that happened. I have all these things I have in front of me. If you want, I'll show you later on. Anyway, fine. But the thinking is, well, one way to the Rambam is everything depends on a person's machshavas, his muskolos. If he thinks straight, doesn't matter how many of he can do a million averes, he goes straight to Olam Haba. If he thinks krum, he can be the tzaddik, he's not Olam, he gets no Olam Haba. That's the way they read it. And that seems to be almost unimaginable to any thinking person. But they insist, based upon their read of the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos, nowhere else, Mer Nebuchim a little bit, but primarily here, where they think he says that. They think he says that. Of course, the problem is that in many other places he says differently. So, we'll come to this a little bit later, but the first topic, which is what we left off with last time, is Hagshama, personally that God has a body. And Rabbi says, what do you want from the poor guy? He looks at the Psukim, looks at the Chazal, they say, Yad Hashem, Etz Velokim, it's all over, Raglov, Takas Raglov, Rishachorai, I have to go through the list. There are dozens of places where this Hakshama seems to be. So of course, the Rambam says, Zol Derech HaMelitza, doesn't really mean it. But what do you want from the poor guy who doesn't know any better? So Rabbi Chaim is quoted as saying, Anebech Apokaris is Eichad an Apokaris. We mentioned this, if I recall, before you understood. Fine. How exactly you say that, the different ways of saying it, and that's going to be very important as we go. We will have the verse of Rabbi Chonan Wasserman, who was considered to be part of that school, right? He's a Talmud of Reb Chaim's, and he quotes it in such a fashion which is a little bit different than others quote it, and we'll see the nuances as we go along. The problem is The same Rambam holds in Hilchos Marmon, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, that the Tinah Shenishba does not have a din of Morid the Malon Malon that is was associated with someone who's not Pekaris. So we saw two fundamental ways to resolve this issue. Among the other Sfarim that we had quoted was this beautiful sefer called Chemda Tova, very nice sefer from a yeshivish perspective, not an academic perspective, about Ikra Emunah. And the two ways are as follows. One way is to say that a distinction between how we treat a person and how Olam Haba treats the person. We treat him, Tinuk Shanish, Menedach, Rachmanis, we have to give him, help him out. But it still is no Olam Haba, because the Nebach HaPakor, Zorach HaPakor. That's one way of handling this contradiction. The second way is to distinguish between some Ikrim. Not all Ikrim are created equal, if I may use that expression. Not all Ikrim are created equal. Right? Not exactly the same. The first few, and within the first few, there could be different versions. Three, three and a half, four, five, somewhere in that range. Those are really Ikrim. And that's what Rambam said in Hilchos Teshuva. If you think of God as a body, which is obviously the first within the first three, so you're out, finished, forget it. Whereas the Rambam is discussing in Hilchos Mamrim, the person believes in all the first five for sure, 100%. For sure, 100% for sure. His problem is later on, that they call it the Ikra number 8, about Torah, Torah Shabbat Peh, the Karoim, they don't hold Torah Shabbat Peh. There, a Nebuch Apokaris is Nishkan Apokaris, to paraphrase the Chaim. First five, yes, and then after that, not. Okay, that's the two different ways to answer this explanation. Fine. Now, you'll say, but it's not fair. A person should say, what do you want from me? I was taught this way. My father taught me in Cheder, Hashem has a finger and he has a hand and he has a foot, because that's what it says in the Pesukim. He was a very simple Jew, and I just followed my father. What do you want from my life? That's the question. So the Rambam, in relating to this question, it sounds like it's a fair question. Look, what about an Ovid Avodah Zarah? The guy said, do we have more Nebuchim on this?
I didn't put in the paraclets.
Okay, oh, very good. Thank you. Okay. So the Rambam in the Moreh Nebuchim talks about this in Perek. Oh, thank you so much. Let's read together. I don't think we read this yet. I forgot this before you opened. Did you have a chance to read this?
We did
read this? It's worth reading again. Okay. Some things are worth reading more than once. Rambam. Illegal Rambam. And which translation is this? This is the ancient one?
I think so.
The ancient translation. He's talking about Torahim. Now, Torahim is much less objectionable, at least in principle, to the average Jew's mind, than Hakshama. Hakshama means Hashem as a body. That, you know, we've already gotten used to that, can't be. Torah means Hashem as what they call positive attributes. He's happy, sad, he's angry. Now, we're on record, so I can't say that much, but I will say one thing. A number of years back, I was called in to try out get in between Rebbe's and MTA who were fighting about this. And they were discussing some, I don't know what, MTA. Because the Rebbe's were saying that, they're saying like every other Rebbe taught, Hashem is a Rachum, he's a Chanan. There was one fellow there who was a purist. He said, you can't say that, it's not really true. And what do you mean it's not true? That's what we were taught by our Rebbe. What's going on up here? They're mamash at each other's throats. You remember that story? Too long before? You went to MTA?
No.
Nah. The but this is really powerful people going at each other. And I had to try to, somebody called me in, the principal, not the present principal, previous principal, so it's a number of years back, who's himself, I think, has a degree in philosophy, if I'm not mistaken. Previous principal, if I'm not mistaken. Well, what do I do about this? Make peace. So I said, look, the Rambam says that it's impossible to imagine Hashem has any positive attributes because we'll read the Rambam together. It doesn't really mean that he's angry. It's ridiculous. It can't be. Impossible. Let's see if we can find him. He talks, I think it's in a day in a different period. But he's a Torah, right? He's angry, like a person that's anger. It's ridiculous. But he's trying to say, well, you find about Avodah Zarah, but that's not the main point. The main point of this topic is that if a guy doesn't know, it's not his fault. That's what he's trying to say. Watch this. Look, he says, Atayodek Misha over Avodah Zarah lo yavda al das shena lo kabel lo deo. He can't believe that anybody, although I saw some question marks by somebody in parentheses. No one is stupid enough to think that this simple pestle created the world. No one in his right mind would think that. So what's about Zara? Omnav yavdu al tzachi dimyon ledava shuam tzori beinam bein alochai yizbarach. That's what it means. That's what it all means. They think this Avodah Zarah represents God, the physical manifestation of God. That's what they think. Okay? Fine. That's what they think. They believe in a God, but they have this new little thing. Because they are on, they don't understand what so much is going on, etc., etc., etc. Fine. Oh. Then he says something unbelievable. V'da, shatok shatam and hakshama. If you believe that God is a body, he throws even positive attributes into the same hopper, believe it or not. It's much worse than Avodah Zarah. What's going on? In our mind, this is wild. Especially the second part. This is what I'm trying to get to. He grew up with that. He grew up that way that God has mercy. May the Lord have mercy on me. We say it all the time. It's not true. There's no such thing. Yes, it's valid. Of course it's true. It's true that Kaddish Baruch Hu should conduct himself towards you with mercy. That's what he's trying to really say. That Kaddish Baruch Hu is merciful, as if it's describing Hashem himself. That's like explaining the MTA. We made peace. And everyone lived more or less Mishalom after that. But it wasn't that so simple.
Just the word conduct is a problem.
Everything's a problem, but that's a proper formulation, I believe. Or he grew up that way. Ola sichluso, call it to us. He has no 180 IQ. He can't figure it out. Nu, if that's the case, you want to give him a free pass? Kein roi chetamen beover that vodah zarah shulo yavad ola sichluso mnei shagod ola zemen. What do you want? If you're going to say that a nebuch apikurus is nishkan apikurus, so the nebuch over that vodah zarah, so there's no of the vodah zarah. Take it out of the vocabulary. Every single Avodah Zarah is a Nebuch Avodah Zarah. That's what Rambam is trying to say over here. Fine. Oh. V'im. V'tomah shepshut yaksuvim shiyashlichum v'zesam. It's not his fault. It's a pashut v'tomah shepshukim. God is a body. Or is a racham. Keiteda she'ovet Avodah Zarah omnam tevihaviyul avodosam dimyonim v'tzirim chaserim. He also got it from his imagination, which he doesn't understand too well. Ain is not losim kain the mishal yikabel mina amsim hamainim. If I'm not so smart, I should rely on the people who are smart. The people who are smart know that Hashem has no body and no avodah zarah. And some of them even know that Hashem has no positive attributes. Not all, as we discovered. Okay. Im yeh mikatzer minayir. Sheni lo achshav the kofer mishal yavi mofes al chazir. If you cannot prove philosophically God has no body, you're okay in Rama's book. I will echshav the kofir, mishal lo yamen harchakasa. You didn't, because you should have listened to those who were smarter than you. V'chein kolshkein b'mtsol pirish umklus, yonet v'nazil, olav v'shalom. Yirachum and akshama kol mashi efshar. In other words, there's no more excuse. Yafgu shayim b'kabecha targum. So Professor Steiner, anyone was here a few years ago? Professor Mark Steiner, a genius. He was in my shul when I came to shul. He was a tenure track in Columbia. That's how smart he is. But they has a tenure freeze. You know, in 1977, a tenure freeze. So no parnasa. So he got a job in Hebrew U as a full professor, tenure professor. Just now we mandatory retirement very recently. He wrote a beautiful piece where he says that if you blame it on Unklus, that's why Unklus never says anywhere that Hashem is not a racham. That's where the line is drawn. If it's philosophy, it's hard to draw the line a little bit. But if it's unklus, whenever there's any mention of Hashem's body, he runs or turns himself into a pretzel to make it crystal clear that it doesn't mean anything. When it comes to Hashem as Racham, or Kohes, it doesn't say anything. So the average Jew is not going to be castigated for believing that God really has positive attributes of mercy or of anger, because it's not against Unklus. But that they are the body, it's against Unklus. That's his main thesis, and therefore the Rambam is correct. You have to expect that every Jew is supposed to know Unklus. Now I have a question to ask you. Unklus? Who's that? We live in a different kind of world. Rambam's world, the average Jew, he knew about Unklus. Today, the average Jew doesn't know Unklus. The average from Jew doesn't know Unklus. I tell people not to learn Unklus. I tell people Shneimer Gemechad Rashi. Why not Unklus? Because they don't understand the Aramaic. The Rush says so, more or less. So yeah, the Unklus part of the equation sort of falls off. I don't know. In any event, bottom line is you should trust those who know better than you. And it's hard to know exactly that somebody who believes that God has positive attributes is not really a min, because we have Rambam in Yalach HaZokah here? What's this? It's Perish of Mishnah, the third Rambam. So we have Rambam wrote three Svarim. Perish of Mishnah, Rambam Ruchim, and Yalach HaZokah. We have to all three. Okay? Yeah, listen, what's the question?
The Gemara offers another possibility that people embrace a Avodah Zarah in order to have a release from.
We'll get to that. That's Rabbi Chanan's famous Rabbi Chanan. We'll get to that. We will discuss it at great length. Hold on a second. We've got the Rambam in Hilchos. It's the Yisoli HaTorah, I believe. Let's try Perek Aleph. Start over here. We got a good chazar. We saw some of this. Hashem is one, and He has no goof. If the goof, by definition, you can divide the goof into pieces. By definition, this is philosophy already. It's mefurish psukim, where Hashem is on top and on bottom. A goof can be in two places at the same time. But we call tzmuna. And the famous pasuk in the Haftarah of the Shabbos, Nachmu, coming up. I mean, not yet, not soon. El mita damuni of Eshra. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Either way, you're goof, or you're dumb, or you're goof, yeah?
Quantum theory would reject that.
I don't know about quantum theory. I don't know. I all these other tapas. Raglov, Etzba, Yad, Einei, Osnei. No. Fidalash of Bnei Adam, Moshe, and I'm hearing Ella Hanofos, Agufos. Fidibra Torah, Fidalash of Bnei Adam, Anupshat. I mentioned it last time. That's not what the Gemara means. Gemara means in Shemoa Eshma. All these double lashanas, you can learn something. Not Torah. Here's a nupsha in the words, in those words of the Chazal, that the Torah speaks kinuyim. Shanosi brak harbi. Hashem has an actual sword. It's all a mashal. Chama is going to be batzva. Come on. Also mechamash. You have to otav. Nah, it all doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean that. Okay. Fine. Harinas kodecha. That's fine. Now you know that there's no body, there's no Morris Aguf, no Chibo, period, Makam, nothing, all, no left, no right, nothing ever changes. Can't change. Lo Schok, Lo Kas, Lo Simcha, that's his famous point over here. He has his, as well, no positive Torah. Okay? Since it's true, it's all Moshem Lita, Yischa, Kersunik, Esther Sos, Divilash Meyoda, that's all it means. As it says, Ani Hashem Lo Shadisi. It's a different Haftarah. It's the Haftarah of Shabbos HaGadol. Not mistaken. It's Pasuk Malachi. It was the Mishtana. Fine. This is the Rambam. This is the first Perek of Rambam. Yisodi HaTorah Perek Aleph. Perek Aleph. So what will someone think? No. If you look carefully in Rashi, Lo Shadisi, Hashem likes good and hates bad. Nothing to do with the Rambam's interpretation. So therefore, a person who believes in Hashem as gets angry is not called by the Rambam in Hilchot Shua Perek Gimel to be an Apokaris. It doesn't say he's a min. You notice that? If you believe God's a body, you're a min. If God gets angry, he's happy, you're not a min. Because it's not so obvious to everybody that it's true. That's Professor Starner's opinion. Not everyone would agree. Professor Kellner does not agree. He thinks, according to the Rambam, if you think God gets angry, you're a min.
The Rambam says here that Hashem is one.
Right.
That's restricting him.
The old story. Can Hashem make a rock that he can't undo? That's the old story. That's what you're telling him. So that's a philosophers can spend the rest of their lives coping with that. I'm not even going near it. That's a whole discussion. We'll come to that. It comes up a little bit later in a different kind of discussion. Rami Hilchos Tshuva, when he does discuss the issue of someone who has false beliefs being in Nebuch HaPakaris, in Perek Gimel, as we saw last week, he does not say if he believes that God gets angry. What does he say? What a minute. The five first ikrim, right? There's no God. The two. There's a body. Okay? And the other two. Why do you say somebody that God gets angry? It's not here. So the professor Steiner thinks, because it's not unkelus, and if a person does it, it's in a Nebuch situation, it's not an apokos. That's what he suggests. All right. But now we come again to some. Let me go back to the Mar Nevuchim, where we came from. I just pressed this magic button here called Mainz, because we did not see opening last week, if I'm not mistaken. Watch. Look. Nirnema Hamon, Shachokas HaGakshoma V'Achokas HaOlios Nechneses B'zeh. What does it mean? K'moshe Tzorach Shispashet V'Hamon V'Yichan Chama Norom Al Hashem, Hashem Yisbarach Echad V'Ein Tzorach Shiyavazulos. In other words, you might think we should start off teaching a kid that God has a hand. He says, no. The same way you don't start teaching him to God. There are two gods. So you have to tell him at the very beginning, God is not a goof. Finished. You can't, from the very beginning, you got to tell them that. You have to, have no choice. Oh, watch this. Oh. And even as someone who's a katanim and a hamo, they'll understand that there's someone who's not a body, that they can understand that. Oh, when it comes to Torim, right? Eich yiruchku v'menu, Torim, right? There, it's a bit different. Watch this. Tzachok asak shama. That everyone should understand. Everybody. Even Ketanim Noshim Skolim L'chasri HaSeichel. The same way you say Hashem is one, and he's first, and there's no, and you can't do Avodah Zarah. You can't, it's impossible, even to a simpleton, claims the Rambam. The Rambam, his IQ was off the charts. That to believe there's one God, and still believe there's a body. That's a tie that is Sassi. It's even if to a simpleton can figure it out. It can't be. If you want to say physical, you're not one thing. That's what the Rambam says. Okay. Fine. And if you don't understand it, you say, listen, you don't understand them, but you should know he has no goof. Fine. That's what he says. That's what it is as far as the goof is concerned. Period. That's what he writes in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. Fine. To who is the Mefurish? Everyone. As opposed to this book by Professor Shapiro. He says, on page 69, I'm going to give you my makom, if those want to look it up, it's only Mefurish to philosophers. I'll read it to you. Don't look at me funny. Now, he quotes over here from the Chovas HaLevavos. The Chovas HaLevavos says something which he attributes to the Rambam as well. I'll come to it in a second. The Chovas HaLevavos says that the average person doesn't understand. So, first they're taught of a God, which I'll show you in a minute what this means. And then they're taught a God has no body. in order, and one step at a time. The Chovas was the same thing. But the Chovas of Levavas doesn't say that a Nevach Apakaris is an Apakaris. So therefore it's a good understanding. He's first teaching that there is a God, they think he has a body, and then later on they'll figure out that he doesn't. But according to the Rambam, it's quite striking that the way he has it, the Kodesh Baruch is teaching us wrong, in effect, wrong things. I want to go to links, I have to go one at a time. I can do many, I can jump a few at a time. I have to stick this way.
No idea. Only one set time. Go back here?
Mm-hmm. Here? So here, Machshava? We're in Chelik Aleph, right? That's where we're at?
Mm-hmm.
Let's try this one. Perek Mem Vav. The average person, the Yitzayra Hamon Me'inyan Achayim Zulas HaTanua. If someone doesn't move, they can't see the being as being alive. They see it, they hear it. The average person doesn't know. He doesn't understand any better. Oh, V'chasher Heisharu Deosenu Gamkein Eliyosu Yisalem Masik V'shegiyu Inyonu Memenu L'Nviyim L'Agiyim Elenu Te'aru Lano Shu Yishma V'yira Inyonu Shu Masik El Advarim Hanir Manishman Vyedeim. Teirulano Shu Medaber. Yonah Shiagio and Yonah Mena is Father Vim. Yinevuah. Okay? Now, we don't understand. The Hamon, don't grab it. So they said it. The Pesukim say certain things. Okay? Because the people can't understand except for Kalim Gashmian. Hu Shalulu Elu Akalim Kulam Shebehem Tiatnua Mekomis. Etc. All kinds of things. Per, Lashon, etc. Fine. Goes on through the whole discussion. He's saying like this. We'll discuss it. We call it the Hachokas HaTorah. What's he saying? Dibra Torah, Lashon, Be'adam, etc. A whole bunch of series of examples of this. Yadayim, Raglayim. All the mashal. Oh, watch this. Says. Initially, they had these ideas. At the end of the day, they were able to understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu properly. It started historically in this manner. Right? I'm reading to you from this page 68 in this book, Rabbi Professor Shapiro. I'll give you his English version. Since the masses needed to be instructed in God's existence, but could not conceive of the existence of an incorporeal God, it was necessary for them to be led to this belief in a progressive fashion. First, there's one God, we were the body. Then, he's not nobody. It doesn't say how long it took. Okay? Then he quotes on page 69 from some philosopher that the Torah deliberately misleads the people in the matter of God having a body, has no choice but to compromise with reality in order to educate the people effectively. Quite a fascinating idea. Now, the Rambam explains in this parak we just read, that is the shortness, this translation is not what I'm used to, that no one ever thought for a minute that God has a body. Nah! He questioned in a footnote over here whether it's true or not true. I'm going to go into all the pratim over here. But it comes out, and he says, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because there was no alternative for the education of the masses at the time, had it, in effect, cause people to believe something which is really heretical. That's what he's trying to write over here. That's That's what he writes. Now, prop question. So before, according to this, understand the Rambam, everyone who lived before that time has not an Olam Haba. Basically, he says that throughout the Tkufas HaMikra, during as long as there was Tanakh, the people thought that God had a body. Later on, they figured out better. So every Jew lived in the time of Tanakh has an Olam Haba. Doesn't sound right to us. It sounds inconceivable. Rambam talks about Aristotle. He is. So everyone lived before Aristotle has an Olam Haba. That's even more incredible. So what's it all about? What?
Contrary to the Rambam in Hilchos Matan, where he talks about how Avot Zarah crept in as a degradation. It started with Adam. He's giving the opposite view.
Correct. In any event, the Rambam borrowed generously from the philosophers, the old ones and the new ones. This I can show you to in Pirush HaMishnayos. We have that somewhere? Pirush HaMishnayos. Go back to the Parsha Mishnah.
The one that's open is Parakhilik.
I want Rambam. Yeah. Office. No, I want the introduction of this. Shmona Prabhu. Is it here? Is it here? No. They don't have that? Abdama?
No, it's...
Where's
it? Not in its own Masechta. But after Rebbe scrolls down, so in Dershin,
Shmona Prabhu. Shmona. Okay. So here, I think it's in this Hakdama to the Shmona Prokim, where he says, this is sort of a famous introduction. Okay. One second. Watch this. Look, I didn't say anything new. I gathered it from where? Midrashas, Talmud. Umedir ha-philosophim gamken ha-kedumim v'chadoshim. That's Aristotle. What was that? Averroes or some kind of Arab philosopher around who was the Rambam's contemporary. This is the famous Rambam. We say Kabbalah says Mishamor. This is the source for it. Okay? And I can quote a whole mimer from a famous philosophy sefer. And don't fault me, because I'm not saying it's mine. I'm saying up front, I'm taking from other. I'm a plony. It's a waste of time. Not only that, listen to this now, Rambam is so smart. If I quote Aristotle, he doesn't mention my name, Yachlis belei mi she'ein lo tevuna she'dadavar nifsa. Aristotle, throw it out, Greek. So therefore, I didn't mention it by name. That's Rambam's introduction. We have Shmona Prabhu. Quite remarkable. Now, all these things the Rambam wrote in his letter to Chachmei Lunil, Yonas HaMilonil, that all these philosophers only taken for what? For the teachings of the Torah, l'rakochos, l'tabochos, l'ofos, l'haros, l'anam, l'asorim, es yofio, kitovas, marahi, ad ma'ot. Right, the Rambam befavorish that all these philosophies is only for that purpose, the ultimate purpose being Torah. So why is the Rambam? So what happened to those who lived before Aristotle? They're all of Abba. That's the question. He asks this question over here. And what about the idea of having no think that God gets angry or gets happy? That's a problem. Okay. Chazal spoke that way. Many, many sources. Midrashim are filled, as the Rambam said, of examples that, as if it were, Hashem had a body, and that's, even though it's obvious that it's not true. He gives many, many examples. He says a man named Rav Moshe Taku. You ever hear of him? Who heard of him? You
know
him? The Bali Atosis, who supposedly believe that God has a body. Rav Lapiansky, I mentioned it last time, said Lohoid Romeo. Never happened. It's not true to begin with. Someone said that Rashi did God has a body. Because Rashi quotes all the Midrash and Kipshuta. Rashi explains Pshat. The only exception is Shir HaShirim. There, that we don't say Pshat. But everything else he says, Pshat, that's really true. Doesn't mean it's really true. Something the Rashbam It's not true. It's just not true. The kitzer, it's a bluff. Now, there are those who might agree with the Ravid. In quotes of it, that they touch Rashbeit. We used to say it. Sefer Ikrim agrees with the Ravid. I have the Sefer Ikrim here. It's on the Sefer Machshava.
Yeah.
Let's see if it also. Sefer Machshava. I'm trying to show everything. No one should have to believe me. You have enough. You have 13 beliefs. Not believing the Ravid is not one of them. Yeah. If I don't show it to you inside, you have every right to doubt what I'm saying. The very beginning, the Sefer Ikrim says something along these lines. Let's take a look. Oh, by the way, have you got those Maramah comments that I've prepared? You have? Okay, that's hit me now. Okay. I don't have a copy myself. But anyway, what does he say? Mishu Machli B'Torah Moshe U'mamen B'Yikorea U'shebolach Ha'atzeh Mitzad HaSeich L'Vavonas HaPesukim The fairish, like the Ravid, black and white. Mamish black and white. Oh, the furish. And there are those who say, and he quotes it over here, I believe, in this beautiful book here, which is quite controversial. Page 63, I give you page number, you should look it up. Rav Yosef Albo and Rashbat, they say that he's made a mistake. Please do it. And he quotes of Yosef Yavetz. Who's of Yosef Yavetz? He lived in the 15th century Spain. He has 1435 to 1507. As a simple believer, does mitzvahs, can only think of Hashem as a body, shouldn't be considered an apokaris. And Hashem prefers him to all the philosophers whose faith leaves much to be desired. Orach Chaim, page 32b. Okay, and he speaks about the idea that when it came crunch time in 1492, those who believed in philosophy unfortunately went to the cross. Those of simple faith either ran away or gave up their lives. That's what he writes. So that's his preference. Quite an amazing thing. Let's go a little bit further. Now, the Rambam says you shouldn't teach little children that God has a body. It's against the Gemara, he says. It's a good question. Page 67. They asked Abai and Rava, where's God? Moran Brochus. You know what they said? Remember that? Second one? Mefem Ches? Abai pointed to the roof. Rava went outside and pointed to the sky. Oh, hey. That's in a certain sense a kind of a pointing. You can't point to Hashem. It's not an abstraction. You see, and Rabbi said at the time, there'd be big Rabbanim. Yeah. Fine. And now, as we said before, there was no alternative as opposed to. It's Chazar again. I want to show you two more things because then we go through these things quickly. We are in Moran Avuchim. This is this. Let's go here. Wait. See here, the Rambam says again. Hachokas Hakshem v'Hachokas Hapolios Nichneses B'zeh. Don't think, right? That's how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. You can't teach the people. No. You must teach them Hashem as nobody. Even for a young child, you have to tell them that. That's fine. But what about the idea that Hashem gets idea of it becoming angry or becoming happy or things of this nature. This is found in Rambam, in Perek Gimel, Chelek Gimel rather. Perek Chav Ches. Look what he writes. Watch this. If you want to understand about Hashem, you need Yedias Deus Rabos. Okay? Oh, look at this now. Sivso Torah Lahamen Tzas Emunos Shemunos Nechreches. You know what they call them? Necessary beliefs. Particularly Yonah Medina. So the people in the country should live a proper life. Kemunoseno Shiyasala Yichar Apo Bemishim Yamreel. The guy gets angry. He'll do Averis. So we do teach our children that God gets angry. It's a lie. We don't take God of the body. We do teach them that God gets angry. On the Mishara Deos Amitios Mechlal Zeh Amitios Hashem Achof Masa Yunios Kulon Kifirov Mineim Hashem Yis Amso Deos Hashem Hashem Tatach Atzachrom Lo Tzivsa Torlem Beferish Moshe Tziva La Rishonos Abo Tziva Lehem Bechlal Li Avas Hashem. Okay? You have to understand, of course, what Hashem is in order to have a proper Abba. Okay? Fine. Skip me a little bit. Watch this. The Yashim, we built the Shilam, Mabu Achabi, Gin Rinyonim, Tikkun Amunas, etc., etc. What's he saying? So, Yata de Amunah Amitis. Nobody, but it's also Amunah Hachreches. Lahosir Ha'ovel or Liklas Midas Tovos. Kemunah Shashem Yisali Yichar Apo. Chorabi Varakti. Or Yishmat Sakas Ha'oshuk. Miyad. These are false but necessary beliefs. The Rama says in Beferish. In Perichel Gimel, Perichel Ches. That's it. That's what it says. It's a necessary belief. You know, it's not true. It's not true. But he doesn't include in this the idea that God has a body. But that's not now. But he got an impression that at one point in time, perhaps it was that way. Time of the Nevi'im. We'll discuss these matters. Now, there is a question, Rabbi Osai, of how could you command anyone to believe anything? You believe it or you don't believe it? How can you command someone to believe? That's the question. That's why the Chastoi Kreskus disagrees with the Rambam. The Abba Abanel answers that a person is supposed to study properly in order to know Hashem. Know Hashem. And this, of course, leads us to the famous Rabbi Chana, which you mentioned before. I don't know if you saw this ever before. Feirish? But I'll read it to you from here. Can I get this anywhere on the screen? I don't think so. Kovitz Mamar of Rabbi Chana. I don't believe I'd love to get it to you, but I don't see a way how to get it to you. Bechanan asked the famous question, how is it possible to punish someone for not knowing that there is a God, that God has no body? What do you want from the person? Even about a Zohar, what do you want from the person? He just grew up that way, sort of. So, he writes over here as follows. The reason why a person doesn't believe in God is, as you said, he's meshuchad mitavosov. Did I mention this? Maybe I mentioned this already, I don't remember. Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Everyone open the Gemara, both say Samach Gimel Amud Beis. This is the key Gemara, according to Rabbi Chanan, that explains everything. Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Says the Gemara like this. The Gemara discusses there was certain times that the Israel did Avodah Zarah. About 10 lines up. On the Vilam Arab, Yodin Hayu Yisrael Bavaros Kachavim She'ein Bamamish Lo'ovdo Bavaros Kachavim Alahat Alhem Arayas Befarhesya. If I'm a devout Jew and I'm involved in sexual immorality, I have a guilty conscience and I can get the what for the rabbi and the people. Once I deny God, I can do whatever I want. Hey, says Rabbi Chanan, every person is meshuchad. He has shochad, shochad, shochad. Mamash shochad. Now, There's an interesting, I'm reading in the Sefer Chemda Tov, it wasn't the famous Rav Moshe Shapira from Eretz Yisrael Shalita, that whatever, the Gra says, wherever there's Avodah Zarah, there's also Znus. Always. 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 Quote a Malbim, Dvarim Perabes Pasuk Tes, that they had Zoinus in the base of Avodah Zarah. And Ramban writes, in Vayikra Yudches Pasuk Chav Tes, whatever you find Gilaraz after Avodah Zarah, and they found the Gemara together. Vlosu Ruch Elabach Machre Nechem, Rashadam Zonin, Mata Avodah Zarah, and Gilaraz, are all the same, literally on the same page. Explains Rav Moshe Shapiro as follows. It's one root. You know what the root is? To make your imagination into a reality. Yetzahara is imagination. The Seichel has to rule over the imagination. That's what it means. Losasura means don't think a thought which causes Avodah Zarah. Let's read the Rambam. I don't know if I showed you this yet. This is the Nuchas Avodah Zarah. Maybe not. Well, hold on. I'm going to show you some amazing things as we go. But let's first go slow. Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah. Perek Beis. Rabbi said, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel. That Halacha Beis, they wrote many books. The Avodah Zarah. Hashem said, don't read the books, don't think about the books, don't even look at these things. Right? And it's a lav. Look at this. We're afraid to even imagine these things. Why? Watch this. Look what the Rambam says. Look. Asher etem zon. Kolomar. Lo yimoshe kol echad mikem achad dato akzora v'yidame. Imagine. Shemachshavto maseg ha-semes. Kacha omru chachamim. Achrei levavchem zulminus. Achrei levavchem zeznus. Frekta Moshe Shapiro. Why in the world did the Rambam quote these last four words? The Gemara cut. The Rambam says, oh, he called it a zara. This is below the Dichos Yisturi Biyah or somewhere. Why is he quoting this over here? Why? What's it doing here? The answer is, It goes together. And the Rambam says we saw before in Bar Nevuch, we saw earlier today, Perek Aleph, Chelek Aleph, end of Simon Lamed Vav. You can't. He says you can't. You should just you're thinking the wrong way. You should believe what the Gedolim tell you, and that's all. Oh. Now, the question, of course, becomes. Very nice. And Lechonin asked the question, every 13-year-old just has to know philosophy. No. The average 13-year-old can figure out that there's a God. What do you do? And if he doesn't, that's the famous Kovas Mamorim, Aristotle was a Manuvu, Kayodua, and therefore he's a genius. That's the famous, he has a story. They came to Rabbi Yonis and Apeshitz, and they asked him, the majority believe in Christianity, you believe in your Torah says, follow the majority. You become a Christian. He was a sharpie. What do you answer him? When is that? There's a doubt. There's no doubt. Goodbye. So, Rechonin, that's true, but it's another answer. They are meshuchad. A judge's meshuchad doesn't count for a vote. Shuch, what's the shuch? They want what they want. So they want to have their Avodah Zarah, their arayas, they want everything. So they, in order to justify their arayas, they're going to come up with their mind, it's going to be warped. And then it comes to the conclusion of Avodah Zarah. Right? But anybody else, who's not interested in Arias, and that's hard to be at such a level, then you're going to come to the truth. That's Rabbi Chanan's famous terrors. We'll see later how this is viewed by other people. What do you do with the fact that the Gemara says later on in Masechta Sanhedrin, on the Maram HaKarmis, that even a little baby, it's all my butt. Take a look, I showed you last time. Kuf Yudim Beis Nevada. What do you do with that? The Rambam says, that's obvious. What do you do with the Rambam? The answer is, Rabbi Osai, it's just not true. The fundamental assumption of Professor Shapiro and Kellner is just not true. They assume that the Rambam learns that there's only one ticket to Olam Haba, and there's only one ticket out of Olam Haba. All depends on what he calls muskolos. Especially the Rambam's lesson over here. Let's open it up to you all of the Navaris. see it from many. Does everyone have a Gemara? No? You want to see it on your computer? You have Chelik over here? This is the first one, right? Mm-hmm. Let's see what it says over here. How come it's so small? This guy didn't get made big for some reason. Okay. Oh man, it's going to be hard for me to find it over here. First of all, I believe in Agaritas. This part was, I believe, what happened there? Is it here? Was it after the 13? I think it was after the 13. Oh, here's a paragraph. Here's a message number 13. Shayu kayam l'adam kol yisodas halal v'amunos v'amamitis v'yun nichnas b'chlal Yisrael v'chov aliyav alachma l'avachom v'shatzi v'ashem v'son ozeh ozeh min avavavavavavavavavavavavavav afilu osu kol mashiyochol alios min averis v'achas tavoso v'skabrus Yitzro hara harayu nena shvigol v'meril yesh l'chelik poshi Yisrael kashi yafakpeg. What's yafakpeg mean? Even as a doubt Adam, Bisomel Yesodos, Mizyotzim and Aklal, Bakafa Beikar, Benikrimina Apikaris, Kotzim and Atias, Chobal Sinos, Lashmida, Valav Omar, and Masanecha Shemestan, and you're out. To read this Kipshuto, the way the philosophers and the scholars read it, it's only one ticket in and one ticket out. It's an impossibility. We do it with the Gemara about a Tinoch Ben Yomo, Getolam Abba. He doesn't have any no philosophical sophistication. It just can't be. It's impossible. Now, before we get to that, the Rambam discusses something which sounds like this in Marna Huchim too. You gotta be honest, guys. We don't play around over here. We try to be as transparent as possible. Rambam is in Marna Huchim. Where are we? Chelagim. We'll first look in Perek Chav Zayin. It should all be in your Marma Chomas. I don't know if you saw it yet, but we'll see. Watch this. It's Tikkun HaGuf and Tikkun HaNefesh. What are they? Deos Amitios. Watch this. You need two shlemiyos, guf and nefesh. You have to eat. You have to eat. Okay. If the other don't eat, you have to take a shower. You have to have people coming together. You need. That's the sort of the infrastructure. But the shlemiyos achron, deos levad. What he says? Watch this. Ein bo masiv v'lo midas omnemu deos levad. You can't understand this abstraction. But if it's too hot or too cold, or you're so hungry or thirsty, your philosophical mind cannot operate. That's what he says. Once your body's taken care of, you can get to philosophical truths. Okay? That's it. Okay. And the Torah, if both, get rid of the bad things of this world, and then you got to the Tikkun HaMunas, the Asamitas, to what's called the Shleimus HaAchron. Torah said so. Right? What does it say in the Torah? Liyiras Hashem Elokeinu L'Toyonu Kol HaYomim. That's good in this world. L'Chayoseinu Kayom HaZeh. So what's he saying? The Shleimus Achron is more important. The Tov Lanu Kol Ayomim. What does it mean, Kol Ayomim? It means Lolam Abba. The Chayah saying Yom HaZem is in this world. So writes the Rambam. Very good. So it sounds like it's all philosophy. Not completely true. Let's go to Perek Nundal, which is the very last Perek in Rambam. The last Perek of Or Nevuchim. The very last one. Look what he says over here. It's very long. Let's get to the end of it. I'm just the very end. Okay. Watch. Amazing. The Rambam writes, no paragraphs on here. Like this. Watch this. You talk about the higher level of shleimus. Midas. That's a mitzvah for. But even this is hatzala zulasto. It's not the ultimate tachlis. Okay, this is between man and man. What's the ultimate? The ultimate is Mina Ravi. Ashlemas Anoshi Amiti. Malas Asichlios. Sira Muskolos. Lima Mehem Das Amidas Be'alokius. This is the Takas Achrona. This makes a person into a person. That's the Avis Kiyumas Anitzchi. Sounds so far, we're saying again. You only live forever in Olam Abba if your mind is developed. Uva Meha Adam Adam. Okay.
About we know what's good, we adopted the good part of the religion. What the Rambam is arguing for them is don't be such a trick master.
Yeah.
You gotta recognize God. If you recognize God, then you recognize his laws are good.
So far so good. Correct.
So he's going to the end result of when you finally recognize the majesty because you see how good everything is. So it must be the Vaishal, there has to be.
You're right.
He's coming at it from a
different
that
angle,
end,
right? Okay.
To what we think.
Correct.
What we think is
correct. Yeah. Everything you're saying is correct. Let's go a little bit further. This is a pasuk, a very good pasuk to remember, because this is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. I believe it's Haftorah. Could be Tisha B'Av. Could be. What's the pasuk say? Kol Hashem, Ayishal Chacham B'Chachmoso, Ayishal Agibu B'Gurasu, Ayishal Asher B'Yosho, Kimos Ayishal Ayishal, Haslev Yado Osi. Look what he says. They would go in the order of the Hamon. What's the greatest shem is called Hamon? Money! Money! You know, after that, physical strength. After that, the wise man. That's the world we live in, Nebuch. Money is the most important. Money talks, and then, I don't know, LeBron. You know, I heard of some last night. I'm talking this morning. I didn't look at that until this morning. Okay? It's Giba Vigoroso. And then Chacham B'Chachmasa. Okay, that's how the people think. Okay, fine. Chachma is the Tachas Hasagas Hashem. And these Kinyanim, all for that. All these Avodas and Midas and Moalas of Ne'odam, Kulam, right? It's Tachas Akron. Haskav Yadosi. That's what it says. Chacham Fasechel Yeshuva, even mitzvahs. How Haskir Da'osi? What do you see from here? The highest level is Haskir Da'osi. That's the highest of high levels. But we're not finished yet. Watch this. Watch this. Could have stopped there, but it didn't stop there. What does it say? Abel Omar, and the Tal Rak Basagoso Vidias Derochov Vitorov. I has no Torim. Means Pulosov. As we said earlier, he doesn't have a positive attribute, but his wonderful deeds, as we understand them. Okay? What are they? Chesed u'mishpat tzedaka. Ba'aretz. Not those who are in some other planet, in some other world, that Hashem left the world over here. No! In this world. That's the pasuk again. Ken yi Hashem oset chesed mishpat tzedaka ba'aretz. And it says, ki be'elech hafatzi num Hashem. What does it mean? She had said to became chesed mishpat to talk about aretz, as we said earlier. Shali damos behem shnelech al dako. That's the pshat, Rabosai. That's the pshat. Shlei mos odom ashe yisboyis hal b'yemes hu ragi al asogos Hashem kefi ha-yecholos. That's Shubus Kolos. Hashkachos al b'gruov, etc., etc. But it's not enough to be a wise man. If you're a wise man and the manilva is sleeping around you, you're not fulfilling the tachlis. But therefore, shdu chesed mishpat tzedaka, Lidam is a plural Hashem. In other words, it's not quite true what the philosophers keep saying. It's philosophical truth. That's the final. It's not the next to the final. After you know that, you have to stack a soka chesed mishpa. Keep elchavatzinu Hashem. It's not so simple. Not so simple. And therefore, that this is an absolute necessity. Now. So, Professor Kellner claims, notwithstanding everything we just read, at the end of the day, it's all a matter of what you think. What you do doesn't mean anything. How can it be? It's against the Rambam in so many places. I mean, you know the Rambam. Hey, we had Hilchos Tshuva somewhere. What's this? We had Tshuva somewhere. Oh, but I can't. It doesn't help me. I can't get to the next parak.
And bio links.
Yeah, it was got to go one at a time. I'll start from the beginning first. Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. Watch. He's going to see something which is unbelievable. What's going to happen in a minute? Unreal. I think it really is unbelievable. Literally. I don't believe it. But Rats around my parrot test little shuba. May Acha Shinodash and Matan Schorah Shomitzis Vatova Shiniskula Im Shamanu Derech Hashem Hakosi Batori Chalam Abo. No! Not doing mitzvahs. He claims around nothing. It's all a lie. It's all a lie. Comes along Professor Shapiro. The wrong book. Professor Kellner, I think he's the one who said it. Let's see if we get it right. With the following interpretations. Maimonides on reward and punishment. This is, of course, good, solid traditional Judaism, but it's a far cry from the doctrines which I hope I have shown here to be espoused by Maimonides and summarized in the previous paragraph. Based on Mar Nebuchadnezzar. So what are the choices? One, we can accept Hilchos Tshuva to be normative and try to reinterpret the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos and Mar Nebuchadnezzar. Or, no. It's a different interpretation. What does that mean? That the Rambam is teaching us here a false but necessary belief. Do you believe this? The same as the Rambam said in Mar Nebuchadnezzar, as we saw earlier, that there are emunos hechrechios, which aren't really true, but are only taught to us for the unlearned, for the unsophisticated, that they should think that God gets angry and God gets happy. Rambam's pulling the same stunt that all of Klal Yisrael. But there is no second Rambam. This is the only one. No, there is. Mar Nebuchadnezzar and Pirush Mishnayos. The Yad HaChazakah doesn't really mean anything. It's just a bluff. It's all a lie. It seems to me absolutely wacko. Wacko. Seems to me. I don't believe it. Or, well, it means that they do mitzvahs, then they'll be healthy, there'll be peace in the world, and then they'll be able to subsequently learn the muskalos. I think both children are very, very shver. Very, very shver. Very shvet. Very shvet. So, what's my pshat? You know, they say put up or, you know, have some different pshat. So I'll give you my pshat as we go. But first, so we're going in a certain order. Now that we sort of finished this book, I'm pulling out this book. See what he says? We'd like to see what everyone else says. Number one, he quotes that the Rambam is not the only person to have dogma, as it's called over here, the word is like a dirty word, dogma. But the Rav Sadia Gaon had it first, and the Chavos Salavavos had it first. It's in page 5. He quotes us from Professor Kellner, who preceded him. Okay? But they didn't say that that's enough to have Olam Haba. I mean, the biggest Balaveira in the world. Not Rav Sadia Gaon didn't say that, and the Chavos Salavavos didn't say that. They said the Rambam said that. I don't think that's true either. Okay. And we have to deal with that Rambam. Nor did they also didn't say that you even mefakpek, you lose your olam haba. Didn't say that either. Now there are those who deny the yugim likrim. Quotes over here on page 19. Quotes this from the Maril. I looked it up. It's true. Page Tuf Resh Chavav in the new one. He says as follows. He doesn't like the Yigdal. Poem. Nah. Doesn't like them. Why? Because most Amorats are going to think that everything depends upon that. You say Yigdal, yeah, you're not going to keep tzitzis, tefillin, Talmud Torah, Lawson says. And the Mashal didn't say Yigdal either, or any mammoths. He said the Rambam was writing his 13 principles. Why? As the Barbanel said, a Jewish response to medieval Islamic philosophers who put their own faith in the form of principles. Okay, I can accept that. So we can still say it. Who cares what prompted it? Who cares what prompted it? This is found not only over here in the Marshals and the Barbanel. I have an Abarbanel here. I'll show you a little bit of each safe a little bit. Here's Abarbanel. Abarbanel is found in a safe called Rosh Amana, Perek Chav Gimel. Okay. Rabba Godo, Shlokive Lasos Ikaram Biyasodis B'mitzvahs HaTorah Ki Hulo Mona B'Klolam Shemitzvah Masis Kamoshu Zacharti. So why do you do it? L'Haishir Anoshim. And they couldn't understand it on their own. And he wrote it 13 principles to make it easier for them. That's all. It's probably combating the other religions. Didn't really mean it as such as their. These 13 have some special status. Against Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, these 13, if you don't know them, you're an apokaris. Never. As opposed to anything else, if you don't know it, you're a shogeg. He doesn't go for that. Even within the Rambam, he doesn't go for that. The Avara Benel. Fine. And the Mishnah. What about the Mishnah itself? The Mishnah came before the Rambam. Well, that Mishnah he writes over here was written against its stukim. Stukim were the people who lived in the time of the Mishnahites. So the Mishnah was written to combat the stukim. They did not Tosha Baper, Menashemayim, Tchias HaMesim. They did not. What does Apokoros mean? So he thinks that Apokoros means someone denies Ashkoch HaProtis, which is what the stukim denied as well. These are all major chidush. Now, it's true, if you look at the Gemara later on in Sanhedrin, which the Post will talk about, there are many, many other examples of someone who doesn't know all of my book. There it's an exaggeration, it's hyperbole. But in the Mishnah, it's serious. Because it says, Mida connected Mida. You deny Tchias HaMesim, you lose Tchias HaMesim. That's not hyperbole. That's fact. So you have to be careful when you look at the words Enchanov, if it's literal or as a hyperbole. That's the Pasha Pshat. Now, the whole pilpul is that Pekora should be an Epicurean, or should be Lashon Hefker. Either way, the two different interpretations of what the actual word means. Now, the Sefer Ikrim, as we know, didn't hold from 13, he only held from 3. I'll read it to you. This is end of Perek Chav Gimel, and the first Ma'am. Oh, I can show it to you from here. I forgot. Where's. Sefer Yikri writes in the first Maimar and the Perek Chav Gimel. We need to get to the end. Whoa. Okay. It's worthwhile seeing. I mean, the whole thing is important. He thinks. Oh, this takes too long. First, he doesn't know about Hashem. than Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah, Chesed Mason, Mashiach, Schar Onesh. And I didn't mention other Ikarim, things of this nature, because it's not an Ikar. That's not as important. Kitzanim, it's only, he doesn't accept the idea that there's such a thing as Ikarim. As Ikarim. Fine. It's a big machlokes what he meant over here. You know, I have the Ikarim, it's unbelievable the machlokes. I have an Ikarim which is put out by, who was this? Chorev, Tov Shin Nun Hei. The very last phrase of the Yisbalas. Watch this. He's saying that these three things are important. The Amunos, the main Amunos. Okay? Watch this. Torah depends upon them. Vakofa Vem Yikore Min. Watch this. How do you punctuation is critical. Afal Pi She'eno Kofa V'Torah V'eno Chelek Olam Haba. Here's a comma over here. None of them agree to that. Some say, Afal pi, she'eino, hold your breath now, kofa b'torah ve'elchan lobo. It has a lobo. The machlokas between the Sharashim and the Anofim on one hand and the Ol Yaakov on the other hand, it's very hard to know exactly what he means over here. When I can't tell, I can't tell. You are, you're not, I leave it to you. Now we come, I'm trying to quote every book that we have on the table, by Bleich Shlita. As the Sefer did, it's with perfect faith. Here's a Maimer over here. And he says as follows. There was a man named Hillel. Did I show you Hillel yet? The Mashiach came already? Okay. Saw that Hillel? Didn't see it yet? Okay. Let's take a look at Hillel. Rabbi Osai, this is the most important part of the Shiach. We only have another 10 minutes or so, 12 minutes. Let's get to Hillel. Hillel is found in Masechta Sanhedrin. Everyone open up. He felt Sadi Tesamid Amanav. Who was this Hillel anyway? So I saw it in the Mepharshim said, this is the famous Hillel Sheni made the calendar. It's called Rabbi Hillel, not the famous Hillel Bavli. The Hillel, the Mishnah. Hillel of the Gemara. But apparently he's not just a person we know nothing about. He's supposedly the Hillel Sheni. The dynasty of the first Hillel. And what in the world did Hillel say? Rabbi Hillel said. Take a look on Sadi Tes Amanav. Sadi Tes Amad Aleph, for both. Everyone look inside. Okay. About the 10th line. Rabbi Hillel Omer, 12th line. Ein la Mashiach li Yisrael, shekva achlu v'mei chizkia. Whee! Rashi. Doesn't mean it's no gula. It's a melech HaMashiach. What we call Mashiach Titan will happen. Hashem will be with himself. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Shara Le Mora Le Rabbi Hillel. May God forgive Rabbi Hillel. Yimchol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemadvarav HaShalokim. Was Rabbi Hillel an Apokaris? Who went to the Rabbi Chaim and Nebuch Apokaris and Apokaris? I read what Rabbi Black says. Oh yeah? Listen carefully. Quotes in the Chassam Sofer. It's on the Maror Makomis. It's Chassam Sofer. I don't know if you saw it yet. Let's take a look at Chassam Sofer. Why should we see it? Let's read it in the Kli Rishon. Black quotes it, but we can see it in the Chassam Sofer itself. Achronim. Chassam Sofer. Where is it? Yoredeya. Go. The last one. Oh man. Shin and Vav. Wow, where is it? Oh. Hina Rab Hillel Perek Chel at Sadi Tes. Ein Mashiach Li Yisrael. Rashi says. Fine. Watch. Watch this. For all my Mashiach, the Kimleik Rabbi Hillel, he will call for the Klala Torah. The Kalach Rav Mahatas came and Shirabal of Chachmi Yisrael, Ramad Lo Kamasei, Shuv ein adam roi li moshech achrov. Finished. Like Abulazim, that was our previous discussion. Remember we had that discussion? I told you that the two are connected. We spoke a long time in the beginning of this June's man about machlekes in Israel. Abulazim's town, they were chopping wood on Shabbos for Bris Mila. Once the Pesach is against him, you do it, you have skila. Same thing over here. The same thing over here. The Chasam Sofer is equating machlokesim in Ikari Amuna with machlokesim in Nichol Shabbos. And they scoff at him. These philosophers, such as, did I mention last week who they were? No. Professor Halivni is quoted as scoffing at the Chasam Sofer. And Professor Chaim Rappaport, he's supposed to be a rabbi, scoffing. It's ridiculous to imagine the matters of faith should depend upon, I mentioned this, should depend upon the halachic process. Yeah, and now it's good and then it's no good. It's inconceivable to them, such a thing. Inconceivable. It's inconceivable. Now, it's interesting. It's interesting that the there are those who say we had the Sefer Ikrim we had before. I'm trying to get everything in. Where's the Ikrim? Here. A very opening paragraph. Watch this. Look at this. Rabbi Hillel. He said, "How?" The Rambam says it's an Ikrim Torah of Mashiach. How can it be? Matmiah. That's the case, Rabbi Hillel. Chachmei Talmud will be what? If you're Rami, also Chacham Mechala Koyfrim and Chelabo. How can it be? Why the quote in the Gemara? That's his kasha. The answer is, in his time, it was okay to say it. Like it was okay to chop wood for a million on Shabbos. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. True, the Ikrim doesn't accept it. So therefore, there are those. Oh, let me see if I can find it over here. I like to quote page numbers so those who can look it up want to look up later on. I'm not trying to hire anything. He writes over here from a man named Chaim Rappaport. His borders on the absurd to suggest that theological truth depends upon the temporal state of the majority opinion. It's ridiculous. It's somehow Gilgal Neshamas and Donald Gilgal Neshamas. So, what's going on over here? It depends on the majority opinion. He agrees with this. And he quotes the Rambam. Yeah, it's very important. In Perish and Mishnayos, open up. Oh, we have Perish and Mishnayos here. First one. It's a little bit further. Mishnah Gimel. Watch this. Komachlokas shebein hachacham bein ha'ktuv b'maisa l'kviya svarim l'vad ein mokom l'psok halach g'echad mehem. That's what he says. So he thinks over here also. There's nothing to discuss it. There's nothing to discuss. Who cares? So here's where he's totally wrong. There's a man named Gil Student who wrote a beautiful piece on this in modern Judaism, I think it's called. It is Lamaisa. Because if he's an apocryphus, he's puzzled the ages, a sheep is puzzled, he landed on a good ribbis, in Maureen and below Marin in a different age. Wow. So he can't, it is Lamaisa. Ram is so careful to say. When is the machlokes? Ain't a clear b'maisa. This is l'maisa. It's dependent on the kol yalacha. That's the chasam sofer. This is the rabbi Chagim. And he says it again. And he quotes Halivni. The fact that Hillel's opinion was recorded and transmitted in the Talmud, despite its obvious unpopularity, exhibits the multifariousness and license of rabbinic theology, and preserved the speculative viewpoint as a viable one from the spectrum of traditional Jewish thought. Issues of doctrine and conscious to halacha cannot be definitively settled merely through the consensus suggested by a vote of the majority or by the judgment rendered by a patch of history. So he's wrong. The whole Yisod is wrong. They're all wrong. Emuna, is the halacha the ma'aseh concept, is judged. And then the Chasam Sofer is correct. And they're all wrong. Chasam Sofer is greater than all these people put to, combined by a factor of thousands. No contest, Lenny. No contest. That's what I think. So I'm just saying this, everything hangs on this very, very important yourself. Very, very important yourself. I don't know. You know, he says it's a machlokes and metzias, a gilgul neshamas. Either we are gilgul neshamas or the no gilgul neshamas. No, not the machlokes and metzias. Will Mashiach come in the future? Not metzias. That's the future. That's not a machlokes and metzias. The machlokes will he come? He won't come. It's gepasim. That's all. You could also say that even if Rabbi Hillel was a kofer, but he's a kofer b'shaygeg, and according to the opinions who say only the kofer in the first five ikrim loses all of Abba, but the number 12 doesn't. That's how we started at the end of this year. I have no doubt in my mind that Rabbi Hillel has a chelik olam haba for one of a variety of reasons.
But he's also not neutral in the principle; it's in the factual application.
Okay.
He didn't deny that the imagier, he just said he came.
That's pretty big. Now let's discuss Shabbosai, the last point for today. We're going to start with this tomorrow. Rabbi, this book is really something which comes from an earlier edition, Philosophical Quest, as he writes over here in the introduction. It comes from a book called With Perfect Faith, which is fundamentally a reader just giving you quotations, except at the beginning of his introduction. I believe that this was written counter another great rabbi from this yeshiva named Rabbi Norman Lamb. Wrote a book called Faith and Doubt. Rabbi Lamb, opposite of Rabbi Bleich, said there's nothing wrong with doubting. As long as you come here, if you doubt, we understand doubt. What do you got from all sorts of the Rashi? This is the Rashi on the Ramah Kamas. Take a look, Rabbi Osai says, this is the end of the day, but let's just look for another minute in the Rashi. It's in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, a famous Gemara, world famous. Everyone knows this Gemara. Everybody knows. A Gemara Masechta Shabbos. Daf Lamed Aleph, famous Gemara. Okay, watch. Guy comes to Hillel, you know, look at it. Comes to Shammai, throws him out. Comes to Hillel, and he says, next day says to him, Aleph Beis, Gimel Dal. Next day he says backwards. Yeah. Lav Alay Dedikas Hamchas, Dal Penami Smoch Alay. He didn't want to believe in Torah Shabbat Pes. Hashem threw him out. So he was Megairim. Wait a minute, how is he Megairim? He doesn't believe in Torah Shabbat Pes, though. So what does Rashi say? The key is this Rashi. Watch. V'samach al chochmoso shesofo shiagilenu lekabalov lodah mi lehad chutz mi davar echad shloha yakofer b'Torah Shabbat Pes. It wasn't a kofer. Ela shloha yamame mi shi mi pi agvura. What does that mean? Those who understand Pshat and Rashi, that's not considered to be a kofer. Let's take a look at the Rashash, final source for today. Oh no, how do I get Rashash? Back to the Gemara, and then go to the links. Rashash. This is our last Marabaka for today. Kavanaso. The kofer lo mikri ela achara hakira b'chol chelkei asoser. You think, come to a conclusion. Avozeh lo chokah v'lo nochach. He doesn't know anything. Shlo hoya mamin v'chulei. Chen hufzach shachar shiyavar ala mitzad varam yoshev v'mamin. Amazing Rashash. Yeah, I cannot call a kofer. This is Rabbi Lamb's whole book is based upon this Rashi of the Rashash. We're out of time. Tomorrow we'll continue these in Yonim. See you out of the Shemaya. Tomorrow again, 1 o'clock.